We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ray Dittinger is brought to you by Bradford White Water Heaters. To find a plumbing professional there, you go to bradfordwhite.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the legend, Ray Dittinger. Hi, Ray.
Hi, Ange. How are you?
All right, so Ray, what are you thinking when Minshew's 14 for 15?
I'm thinking he looks pretty good.
Yeah. The only one he missed, he did on purpose.
Yeah, right. I think Keith said it just about perfect. You asked a good question. What's the guy who's standing on the sidelines thinking, watching that? You know, any professional athlete, or most of them at least, have been in that position where you're sitting out a game or two games and you're watching the guy who's taking your place, and you know in your own mind that he's actually playing better than you were playing. How does that make you feel? And I think Jonesy's answer was exactly right. You know, you're going to say all the right things, and you're going to say all the team guy things, but deep inside, it's bothering you a little bit. It's bothering you that you're not getting that opportunity, but it's also bothering you that people are now, you know that everybody watching the game on TV are, they're taking this one step further down the road, and you have no control over that. You have no control over anything. All you can do is just stand there and watch. It's very hard.
All right, let me add to this now. I'm going to stay in the same vein with this. Now move that focus up to the owner's box. Jeff Lurie and Howie Roseman, both passing enthusiasts, and their quarterback is 14 for 15. He ended the day with a passer rating of 134. They're not saying anything, Ray, but what are they thinking?
I think that they are probably watching this and just trying to project what they want this Eagles offense to be, and which of the quarterbacks would be a better fit for executing that offense. You know, I still believe that they are looking at Hurts as a guy who could be the long-term guy. You know, and he is still a very young player who's still learning an awful lot about this game week to week. And what sort of complicates this whole thing was his last game. The game against the Giants was his worst game. You know, up until that time, I mean, for a period of about 3 or 4 weeks, he was playing pretty good football. Then last week was a clunker. There's no question about that. And then that now 1 week later is the game that he sits out. And then his backup comes in and plays lights out. You're in a tough situation right now. I don't think that he's worried about where he stands with the organization. I think he knows that he's not going to be replaced on the basis of this one game. That after the bye week, when they come back, and I fully expect him to be ready to play by then, he will play. I mean, they'll give him the ball and he'll finish out the season. And at that point, it's up to him. It's up to him to show this team what he's got. You know, and if he finishes the year really strong, and if he gets them into the playoffs, then he's done his job. He's done all that he can do. At that point, the decision lies with the guys upstairs.
Ray, what did Minshew show us yesterday about Hurts? What do we see in him? And we go, wow, we weren't seeing that from Hurts.
Better passer.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. But more than that, a guy who makes much quicker decisions. Not surprising. I mean, that was kind of what Minshew showed in Jacksonville when he had a chance to play. One of his strengths is he's really, really good. You can see he's really smart. And he's very good at pre-snap read. When he was up at the line of scrimmage and he was looking over the defense, he had a really good idea what he wanted to do with the ball before he ever got it in his hands. And you saw that. I mean, he got the ball and he knew exactly where he was going with it, and it came out quick and it came out accurate. And he identifies, he he has an ability to do something that's really important in today's NFL, which is know exactly where you want to go with the ball and see exactly, find the matchup. We always talk about matchups. It's really a matchup game now more than it's ever been. Well, find the matchup that's most favorable to you. He's good at that.
Yeah.
And the first touchdown pass was a really good example of that. He came up to the line of scrimmage and he saw, given his formation and the defense that the Jets were playing, that he had a matchup of C.J. Mosley on Dallas Goedert. Which is, on a seam route, which is an absolute winner for the offense. Mosley's a good linebacker, but he's not a guy that's going to run with Dallas Goedert for 30 yards down the field. And Minshew saw that right away. And he knew immediately, this is the route, this is where I'm going with the ball, and it turns into a touchdown. That's the kind of mental progression that Jalen Hurts has to develop. The one thing that has to come along with him, he does a lot of things well, and he does a lot of things right. But one of the things he really needs to develop is throwing on anticipation, throwing the ball when guys are coming out of breaks, throwing the ball, not holding it too long, not giving a defense a chance to recover, but throwing it on the break, getting the ball out quicker, throwing it more on timing and anticipation. That's one thing that Hurts has to develop, and something that Minshew does very well.
All right, I'm going to ask you two things I asked the coach because I was fascinated with his answers. I was extremely frustrated with the defense in the first half. He said it was really the incredible execution of the Jets. You have watched the Jets plenty. What'd you think of the Eagles' defense in the first half, Ray?
Wrong-headed. Especially given the Jets' history this year. I mean, they had been with Wilson at quarterback. It was less true with his backups, interestingly enough. But when Wilson was playing, they showed the graphic on TV. They were a horrible starting team.
Yeah.
Really bad in the first half of games. They just couldn't get out of their own way. And part of it was Wilson just being really jumpy and indecisive early in games. And teams had tremendous success by bringing pressure on him. You know, he was holding the ball, he was taking sacks, he was turning it over. You know, he was having problems throughout. I mean, he hasn't really played well at all to this point, but he was particularly bad early in games. And so if I'm the defensive coordinator, I mean, I'm coming after him right from the first play. I mean, I'm blitzing him, I'm bringing my coverage up, I'm playing tight on the outside. I'm not giving him any easy throws. No easy throws. You know, I'm doing everything I can to make him hold the ball and get pressure on him right from the start. And I was, frankly, that's what I expected that Gannon would do. And I was watching, I was watching them give him all these easy throws all over the field, playing this kind of soft zone coverage.
Huh.
I mean, if you're Zach Wilson, you love that. I mean,
awful.
That's exactly what you were hoping to get, and you gave it to him. So, yeah, I don't fully buy what Nick was telling you there. I just thought it was a strategic mistake on the part of the defensive coordinator.
And finally, Ray, what are they going to do with Rager? He screws up the kickoff. He muffed the punt. He made one play in the whole game. What are you going to do with this guy? Can't play. What are they going to do?
Well, he remains a first round pick, so you don't want to give up on him. But the fact of the matter is, he's not helping you at all right now. And it one of the things that bothers me about watching the team right now play is there are a couple plays in the game that you can tell right away are just they're designed solely to give him the ball and give him a chance to make a play. I mean, they run every game two or three plays that are clearly designed. There are these little screen pass plays, that are double screen plays, that are jet sweeps, or there's some little play right around the line of scrimmage because they don't trust him to run a pattern. So they try, but they want to get the ball in his hands, so they give him, they've designed all these little sort of gimmicky kinds of plays around the line of scrimmage to try and get the ball in his hands, to try and give him an opportunity to maybe make somebody miss and turn it into a big play and hopefully get him over this confidence block that he's dealing with right now. That's what they're trying to do. Look, he hasn't played well, but I know, and I'm not his biggest fan. I mean, I told you last week how I felt the night they drafted him, but I know he's better than what he's showing now. And, they want to unlock whatever ability he has. So it's really a confidence thing with him. So they're giving him all of these opportunities to try and make a play to begin rebuilding his confidence. But the fact of the matter is, right now, he's not helping you at all. And like the gaffe on the kickoff on the ball at the one where he lets the ball die at the 1 yard line. I mean, that's the kind of thing you just can't afford to do. Now, it's obvious they're not going to sit him. And Nick was asked that question a week ago. What are you thinking about giving him a breather, letting him sit it out for a while? And he said, absolutely not. And I think that's going to be true. I don't think they're going to give him the mental break. I think unless he gets hurt, I guess he's going to play every game. But, I mean, right now, you know, I wish I could tell you that I see this kid turning the corner, but if from what I can tell, it looks like he's just getting deeper into the darkness.
That's what I see, Ray. Listen, everybody, you're looking for the perfect gift for somebody who reads, which it would include pretty much everybody but Keith Jones. Get the book Finish Business by Ray Dittiger. It is the best read about Philadelphia sports you will ever get. You're a genius to me, Ray. Thank you, my friend.
All right, Ange, I will see you on Thursday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.